This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I think it's time for the mulch talk. We know it's a good idea, but what kind of mulch should you get? Organic versus inorganic. The first question to ask yourself is, what do I want my mulch to do? Do I want it to just sit and look pretty? Or do I want it to work for the money I put into it? There are good reasons for both options. Today, we'll focus on inorganic mulch, or trophy mulch, as I call it. It looks pretty, but doesn't do much except weed suppression. Rock is a good place to start. The best place for rock mulch is where you've planted trees or shrubs, or any area that you plan to leave alone, maybe it's an established perennial bed. Since rock is heavy and can be expensive, you want to be sure to choose a color and size you can live with for a while. Ask your local vendor if you can take some samples home before you make a decision. Having pink rock around your barn red house may sound like a fun idea at the time, but reality might be quite different. Make sure you're careful when mowing around rock mulch. Those blades can throw a rock like a pitcher throws a baseball. Recycled rubber mulch is another inorganic choice, but one that's gained much controversy. Aside from the smell, there are some studies suggesting it gives off toxins. In fact, some are saying carcinogens. I haven't been a proponent of it for plantings, but years ago thought perhaps for children's playgrounds it would be okay. However, many cities and school districts are now changing their minds and replacing it with grass. Before using it, do your research. I'll have more information on GardenBite.com. Be sure to check out my Garden Bite Facebook page. I'm on Twitter, Instagram. You can always email me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com. Send me your comments, questions, or suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.